We're excited to tell you about this new documentary that airs on Rocky Mountain PBS this evening. It's part of the series called Colorado Experience, and the producer and director for the series is Julie Speer, our colleague who joins us in studio this morning. Mic three. Thank you.
Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good to see you. Excited about all the work that you've put into this. I think mostly when I go to rmpbs.org/Colorado Experience, got a nice picture of
something historical.
We got some ladies and gentlemen in berets.
Oh, yes.
Standing tough on the steps of the state capitol.
Oh, yes.
An iconic picture about El Movimiento. The movement.
Exactly. And that was going to be the title of the show, the episode, El Movimiento, but we've done that before.
Okay.
So we have a film that we've done. Lisa Olken, my colleague's done some great work on that. That's all on our website. So we decided to do something a little bit different than just focusing on the Chicano or the Latino movement that kind of coalesced in the late 60s, early 70s here in Colorado. And, you know, solidarity with the Black movement, the women's movement. I mean, it was a time of power and change.
Yep. Brown power.
Brown power.
Yeah.
Man. And it was really led, I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, you had Cesar Chavez over in California, but locally we had Corky Gonzalez, who really just dynamic speaker, who
activated a whole community.
It was amazing.
Here in Denver.
Right. And so that story, though, largely folks know that. Folks know that story. So what we decided to do is look at that, and for those who don't know, we kind of talk about that for 6 or 7 minutes, kind of highlight some of the key events of that time.
Do a recap of that period, that
right.
Snapshot in time. You know, it's a day of activism today. You actually pull forward that Chicano movement?
Exactly. We really looked at what was the legacy and how did that carry on through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even through today. So I will say, for Colorado Experience, it's more contemporary in a way than a lot of our historical. It didn't happen 150 years ago. We're looking at the last 40 years. So that's been really exciting because a lot of the folks who were part of the movement are in the film. Nita Gonzalez, the daughter of Corky, is very active in our community. She's prominent, as well as her nephew, so Corky's grandson, Maki Lucero, who's actually believes in the art and how art is going to carry the movement forward. And then some new activists too. Mateos Alvarez, who's a local labor leader. We have some young voices in there. And so it's been really exciting to look at some of the civil events that have happened. I mean, 2006 was the biggest rally in the state. And it was a Chicano, Latino. It was really kind of an immigration reform. Were either of you guys there?
No, but I know all about it because it's just recently that it was. Yeah.
Exactly.
Took over. In fact, you've set up the clip. Julie Speer is our guest. She directed this episode of Colorado Experience, airing tonight on Rocky Mountain PBS. Let's hear this clip from the program.
Justicia y Libertad. That's the name of the show. Justice and Liberty.
In 2006, when we had 75,000 people here in Denver marching for immigrant rights, the largest political event in Denver history.
I was very humbled by the number of activists that came together and organizations that came together. It shocked us all. It was unbelievable that people kept coming and coming and coming. It could have got out of hand, but we were so well organized.
Not a single arrest. That really affected me profoundly, I think.
Tens of thousands of families came out into the streets, and I believe it's still the largest rally in the history of Colorado. But again, the focus being around worker justice, around families, reuniting families. It's a powerful thing, and I think it was a sign of things that are to come.
A clip from tonight's episode of Colorado Experience, a 30-minute documentary on Colorado's Chicano movement, pulled into today. The new name of this, Julie Speer?
Justicia y Libertad. Justice and Liberty.
And Arturo Gomez also with us with an interesting perspective about KUVO.
During the 70s, during the, you know, the Chicano movement here in Colorado, I was living in Southern California, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, sympathetic to the cause, as the other causes happening in the 70s at the time, the anti-Vietnam conflict and mm-hmm. the Black Power movement, women's rights.
Yeah, student walkouts.
Student walkouts, sit-ins, you know, yep. Burning the bras and all of that. I got to live that. You know, I'm a baby boomer. But here in Colorado, KUVO can you can say that KVO is a product of that, because in 1984, when the visionary founders of KUVO got together to apply for a license to get a community radio station, KUVO, those involved in that process, including Florence Hernandez Ramo, for which this studio is named after, was part of that movement, and many of the other persons that got together to apply for the license. The idea originally was to have this a voice for the Chicano community, and by the time the license came, things had changed and things, and it was always going to be an independent voice. But that is why we have the specialty programs on Sunday, Canción Mexicana, and the host of La Raza Rocks that follows Canción Mexicana, Pocho Joe, he was also part of that scene. So a living testament to the success of that movement is here every day at
KUVO.
We're
living it. That's amazing. And that really is underscored in the film as well. The culture and art and the role of music is really, like, there was a soundtrack to this movement, and it continues today. And Pocho Joe actually was the
Raza
curator.
Rocks host, correct.
Yes, yeah. Show on Sunday. He is, wealth of knowledge, both musically, but historically as well, because he did live it. He is featured in the film, so he lends that voice and story there. But he also curated the music. So we sat down, and he's like, all right, Julie, here's the list. And it was really long. I'm like, I'm never going to get these artists to donate their music. But, right. You know, what the heck? Let's give it a shot. What I found is that I want to say 90% of the artists were like, yeah, we're on board. Here's our music. And we're going back to, like, artists from the 70s, Daniel Valdez, some great artists there, and all the way up through some local, more contemporary artists.
Including one that's playing this week.
That's right, on Saturday night, Debajo de la Agua. They're playing on Saturday night, at Herman's.
Herman's Hideaway on Broadway.
That's right. So, I mean, and the artists as well. I mean, what I found, this community is just really, they're full of solidarity and support for each other. And so the visuals, we have a really wonderful artist, Emmanuel Martinez, here in Colorado, lent all of his art. Maruco over at Museo de las Americas, and Tony from
Su Teatro.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Garcia, there's been overwhelming support, all the way down to folks on Facebook giving me photographs. Here,
right.
Get me in there too. So it's nice. It moves too. So it's a half an hour covering 40 decades.
Right.
Right. 4 decades, sorry, 40 years.
Easy for you to say, and you just make us want more.
We'll
so
tune in at 7.
Yeah, exactly. That is tonight at 7 on Rocky Mountain PBS. The producer for this program is Julie Spear in studio. Wow. Okay, thanks. Wow. I'm ready.
Thank you, guys.
We'll have
Thanks
to go check
me.
It out.
Actually, I got to give props to the actual producer is Mariel Rodriguez McGill. I'm the director.
Okay, great.
So she's been a big part of this team as well. So.
It takes a village
it
putting
does.
It together. Colorado Experience on Rocky Mountain PBS tonight at 7.